With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Conservative Political Action Conference has begun. The event in Washington, D.C. will be headlined by former President Trump, who will make his keynote address on Saturday before heading off to South Carolina for the state primary. Speaking at CPAC, GOP Congressman Byron Donalds of Florida says fellow House Republicans are prepared to shut down the government over border security.
My position to my colleagues on Capitol Hill is clear. You either secure the border or you get no money for the government.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Job Creators Network unveils a billboard in Times Square asking how the Biden administration can allow such chaos in New York and at the southern border.
Showing video of NYPD officers being recently beaten by a group of illegal migrants outside a taxpayer-funded shelter, the billboard reads, quote, "Hey Joe, if cops aren't safe because of your open borders, nobody is." In a written statement, Alfredo Ortiz, the group's CEO, notes that the chaos at the border is affecting the entire country, including small businesses that face elevated costs due to crime. Edwin Mora, Washington.
A private U.S. lunar lander has touched down on the moon, but company officials say it was sending a weak signal. Intuitive Machines was striving to become the first private business to pull off a lunar landing, a feat achieved by only five countries. The craft is part of NASA's efforts to commercialize moon deliveries ahead of the planned return of astronauts. There hasn't been a U.S. spacecraft on the moon since the end of NASA's Apollo program. President Biden's dog commander bit U.S. Secret Service personnel at least 24 times at the White House and other locations. The newly released internal documents say the bites happened between October 2022, July 2023. This is SRN News. Attacks on houses of worship in this country are increasing.
According to the Family Research Council's Hostility Against Churches report, there were 436 incidents last year, more than double the number identified in 2022, and more than eight times the number identified in 2018. The attacks range from vandalism to bomb threats and shootings, deliberately targeting a church congregation. The latest incident took place this month at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston, where a woman opened fire with a gun. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A prosecutor wants the Wisconsin Supreme Court to decide whether state law bans abortions before the case goes through any lower appellate courts. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade reactivated an 1849 law that conservatives argue banned abortion. A Dane County judge ruled the legal language in the ban does not use the term abortion, so the law only prohibits attacking a woman in an attempt to kill her unborn child. This is SRN News. It will cost more to get a mortgage.
Mortgage rates are creeping higher again. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose to 6.9% this week, third straight weekly increase, highest average rate since mid-December. The rate had been mostly easing after climbing to a 23-year high of 7.79% in late October. The recent rate increases could mean more financial pressure on home shoppers this spring home buying season. Still, many economists are forecasting mortgage rates will ease further in coming months. I'm Alex Vega.
Average annual percentage rates on credit cards are at record highs, according to an analysis by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Average APR on credit cards were nearly 23% in 2023, compared to close to 13% in 2013. Toyota recalling 280,000 vehicles due to a potentially dangerous issue with the transmission. More details at srnnews.com.